Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Fuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, John Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Here we are. It's a Wednesday. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Real Ass Dude, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Point Guard of Podcast, and the King of Things, coming at you from the Gas Digital Studios here in the East Village with my co-host, the one and only, the international superstar, Zach D'Amico. What's up?
How you doing, buddy?
Chilling, doggy.
Feeling good, man.
I feel like the screen that we're watching is a little bit like...
A slight delay?
There's a little bit of a delay.
A little bit.
It's fine. I don't even know why we really watch ourselves anyway. That should only be like for shit that like we watch. Why is it always on us? It's a little distracting.
I think it's to make sure we're framed right and shit.
Well, I don't need to see if I'm framed right. They can see if we're framed right.
Okay.
Look, we have a great show planned today, but I'm not happy. I don't know what's happening here, okay? We have two incredible guests. You guys know them from the No Need for Apologies podcast right here on the Gas Digital Network. Two of the funniest comics working today. The ones and onlys, Derek Gaines and Dave Temple, are both
what up?
On the show.
What up?
Good to see everyone.
Good morning, guys. Good morning in real ass.
What's up, doggy? Shannon, are you getting rid of the screen so I don't have to look at myself anymore?
Don't look at it.
Wow. You know how hard it is to not look at myself? Guys, if I'm looking right here, I'm looking at myself. I'm staring at myself. It's crazy. It's a crazy way to be. Shannon, at this point, her job as a producer is the same as like a fucking super in a building. She's just slamming her hand on the air conditioning right now. She's putting her hand in front of it. That's what's going on as a producer right now.
Yeah.
Shannon, the podcast is broken. You know, my friend, I need to order parts.
That's funny.
Look, take a few days. We got a great show planned. There's a lot going on. Women are acting like fucking fools today, and we got to call out a lot of women today.
It's the moon, dude. I never believed in that astrology shit, but we had this conversation where I noticed people started acting weird.
Yeah.
And one of the bartenders at the stand was saying he noticed it also. And one day he was just joking around, fucking with one of the other waitresses, like, yo, what is going on? Like, yeah. Mercury in retrograde or something? And she's like, actually, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what any of that shit means.
Me neither.
I'd be willing to bet any amount of money that Shannon believes in that horseshit. She believes in the fucking crystals, the moon rising, the fucking the tides, linking up periods, all that shit. Am I right, Shannon?
Stars aligned. Amethyst.
I'm just smart enough to know that I don't know everything, so I'm not going to pretend to.
But that was her own way of saying that I'm not... She's pretending that I'm ignorant for pretending that I know it all.
Mm-hmm.
She's trying to say she's open-minded. That was a backhanded, like, no,
you're
I'm
right.
open-minded and actually smarter than all of you because I know that I don't know everything.
And Dave, too. Dave's also...
Yes, yeah. I know exactly what you did. Yeah. I know, because I do the same shit, yeah.
I know the fuck's going on, shit.
That was cool backhand.
Let's get our plugs in. Let's get it going. And let's get our fucking shit. It was an amazing backhand. Derek Gaines, what do you got to plug?
Look out... I believe between this week and next week, I have a little 15-minute special coming out on YouTube.
Sick.
Pete Davidson presents Derek Gaines. And, yeah. And keep listening to No Need for Apologies.
Hell yeah. It's great. Good for you, man.
Yeah, man. No Need for Apologies. We're really growing here on the Gas Digital Network. Check out our bonus content, man. If you're already subscribed to Gas Digital, when you're in there, go to the No Need for Apologies tab. Under the bonus content, we got a lot of new content there. Ambitious pools. And I guess we smoke weed and say all kinds of wild shit. Yeah. Also, no need at the movies, man. Yeah. Me and Derek sit down and watch some of the movies that we ramble on and on and on about in our podcast. So
and you ramble people, all throughout the movie as well.
Black people talking through the movie.
All throughout.
You hate it, but you love it. All right? So like the great
full
movie.
Full stereotype. Let's
Ninja
go.
Ninja Turtles 1, Ninja Turtles 2, Forrest Gump, Jaws, The Meg, all of that shit is up
there. MNT. Every iteration of the Ninja Turtles.
So please go watch that shit, man. Let us know. Like, subscribe, enjoy. And please come out to Black Ass every Sunday, Brooklyn Comedy Club. If you cannot make it, there's a live stream available in our pay-per-view. Gas, what is it? Gas Digital Network /events for the pay-per-view every Sunday, 10 o'clock, 10:20 for you punctual white motherfuckers.
Yeah.
We be late.
No need for apologies. It's an army. Better yet, a navy.
Yeah, a lot of people are loving it. Usually, listen to me, but the racist live chat, number one, first and foremost, they're racist. Mm-hmm. Number two, they're very hateful.
I used to go in
they
there,
have a lot of hate in their hearts.
Yeah.
They have nothing but love for you guys. That's all they're saying right now. And it's not even they're saying, not even for a black guy. They're saying they love No Need for Apologies.
That's what we do, man.
Seriously, right, a lot of people.
Or as they right call now. It, two of the good ones.
Jack Amigo.
Yeah, let's see. NNFA is pretty consistently funny. It can be really good. NNFA is amazing. I feel like I should do a deep dive with NNFA. You should, says Bobby Hutch in the chat. Always working overtime. Good
Bobby
for you.
Hutch.
Shout
out to Bobby.
Thank you, Bobby. Yeah, stick around. We'll be our episode comes on right after this if you're listening.
I love it.
On gas. So there's a great
It's Wednesdays directly after Real Ass Pod.
Oh, no, I think they moved us. Fuck. I think we're like 7 o'clock at night now.
All right, well, it's tonight. Go watch that tonight. They're the best.
We're the evening show.
Zach and Miko?
Just follow me on Instagram. Zach is not funny. Back up Twitter, ZA Spook Show. And I'll be on the road with Lewis.
Yeah, we got a lot of live stuff coming up, guys. If you're watching live this Friday night, me, Zach and Miko, and Tim Butterly will be at Soul Joel's Comedy Club somewhere in Pennsylvania. I don't know where it is. Did they move it? Pottstown
it's
or something?
It's out there.
It was Royster. They changed it now. It's a different thing.
Oh, he reassembled
the country club.
Jeffersonville. Yeah.
Jesus.
Then June 24th, I'll be at the Emmaus Theater with Zach and Miko in Emmaus, Pennsylvania. Then June 25th, the Co-Host Music Hall right outside of Albany. Then me and Aaron Berger kicking off our Offend Everyone tour July 1st and 2nd at the Creek and Cave in Austin, Texas. And we're doing the Depraved on the 3rd as well. July 14th and 16th, I'll be at Kansas City Comedy Club, Kansas City, Missouri. And then July 21st, Huntsville, Alabama, Stand Up Live. July 22nd and 23rd, Zany's Nashville. These are all with Aaron Berg as well. So come out to these shows and many more. We're updating everything right now. We've added a bunch of cities. I know I keep on saying we're announcing all the tour dates. I want to have everything on one poster, everything on the website at once, and I'm going to announce it all at once. So we're coming everywhere, guys. Trust me. Make sure you guys subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. If you guys love this show and you want the entire on-demand library, all ad-free and uncensored. You don't have to listen to ads. You don't have to worry about the bleeps for YouTube. I know people complain about that a lot. Just go to Gas Digital Network. Use that promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the complete on-demand library for all of the shows here on the network. Real Ass Podcast has over 800 episodes alone that are available nowhere else.
Putting in that work.
Hell yeah. Ryan Quinn says, longest plugs in the world, doggy. We gotta do our plugs, Ryan.
Yeah, we're busy.
Why don't you stop being a little bitch and fucking complaining about us plugging the shit that we do this for?
Right.
Niggas is blessed and busy.
You better not ever show up to a live show.
It's crazy. It's a wild way to be. People complain about plugs. I mean, Shannon, I want you to do me a favor, Shannon. Tell me how long that plug segment was altogether. Altogether. We're only 8 minutes into the show. It was maybe 4 to 5 minutes of plugs.
All right.
Deal with it. Deal with it, Ryan, you little bitch.
Trying to give you something to do.
Shannon, have we learned how to suspend people from the chat yet?
Like, nah.
As opposed to just beating your dick on the computer.
We can't suspend people from the chat.
Not yet, no. I'll text Bobby and see if there's updates.
He's in the chat.
I don't know what's going on, Byron. The way you're giving me dabs lately sucks.
I don't think it was hot enough.
Give me the torch. You have a lighter and a torch?
It's a shitty torch. What do you want?
Why don't we have a better torch?
Yeah, where's that electronic thing that you had? Did you break it?
I'm not going to take it from the stand.
Just do me a favor. Go buy a torch right now. Take the company card. Go buy a studio torch.
My girlfriend is sending me a nice big one from L.A. that I bought.
He just gave you an order.
Hey, this is the problem, Byron. He doesn't fucking listen.
You an order.
I said, go buy a torch, and
go
he said, my girlfriend's.
Fucking torch, man.
That torch got a weak P stream. You got to get
we
a
torch. We don't give a fuck about your
torch.
Girlfriend in California. Are you out of your fucking mind?
Come on, Byron. That's
Byron,
a weak
go
stream
get it. We want to get high as fuck, doggy, and that torch doesn't work. Just tell Andrea to give you the company card. Go buy a torch.
There's hijabs everywhere.
Can you stop bullying Byron so he don't torch the studio, please?
He's not gonna torch,
he's not gonna torch the studio. He's way too loyal.
He lives here.
I'll bet anyone in here $50 he comes back with a tiki torch.
Come on, man. It's like, think ahead.
He comes back with a citronella candle.
A citronella with the mosquito repellent in it.
Yeah, man.
Okay, this chick keeps on trying to have a meeting here. Right? Why is everything happening right now? 12:30. There we go. I'm done. Leave me alone. All right. We had a lot of stuff to talk about.
More plugs.
I don't even know where to start here. First of all, this is fucking crazy. So the World Health Organization, they're changing the name of monkeypox.
Who?
The World Health Organization, the WHO, they're changing the name of monkeypox because it's racist and discriminatory towards Africa. Well, give me some more information here, Shannon. Ugh. This is crazy.
So they're arguing that linking the disease, like any disease, to a particular region, just like with COVID and China, is racist.
China virus.
Yeah, it's racist and discriminatory. One of the options is now to call it HMPXVB1.
Absolutely not. Nobody's going to call it that. Racist or not, I'm not fixing my mouth to say all them letters.
That's crazy.
It's monkeypox. Fuck it. I'd rather just be racist.
Yeah.
Fuck
yeah.
It.
Wait, aren't there monkeys in China and stuff too? There's monkeys other places.
There's the macaque.
But not the ones that people fuck.
Macaque. Macaque is huge.
Macaque monkeys.
It's macaque monkeys, right?
But I don't understand how monkey... I'm missing a beat here. Where...
Give him a beat.
What am I missing here? What am I missing here?
It sounds to me like there is a more deeply racist thing happening with the name of it that they're not mentioning.
Yeah, what are they not mentioning? Because they just jumped from, we're changing the name from monkeypox because we can't associate the disease with a region in Africa. Monkeypox, the name, has nothing to do with the region in Africa. I thought it was called monkeypox because people got it from monkeys.
Right.
But there was a movie called The Congo about gorillas. And, you know.
But no, they're basically, what they're not saying is they still think of Africans as monkeys.
Yeah, why is the article ignoring the most important part,
the part,
which is that white people are saying it's monkeypox?
I was waiting for you to say it.
No,
first.
I knew.
I was waiting for you to say it.
We all knew, but yeah. I'm waiting for the article to say it. Why is the article going like, yeah, you know?
We decided to rename it Faggot Bumps.
You know why it's offensive. If you don't know, then you need to read a book. That
that's kind of crazy that they wouldn't even articulate it in the article. Why even write the article then?
Yeah.
They're also saying that scientists are adding that the current outbreak is sustained human to human transmission, and that's another reason it deserves its own name.
Can I tell my problem with my staff? Can I tell you my problem with them? I'm in the middle of, we're finally engaging. We're finally in the middle of a conversation. Uh-huh. We're having a fucking great old conversation about monkeypox changing their name. And Byron, he still hasn't gotten to go get a torch. Byron, he's running around out here, and he bumps into Tom, who is maybe my least favorite person at Gas Digital.
Three buttons.
Fucking Tom.
Three buttons down, Tom, too, today.
Yeah, he got
holy
his taco
shit,
meat out.
Tom.
This motherfucker.
Tom puts a box
out
to the window for me to read some box during my show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm going to fucking read it. Is it a torch? Is that what it is? Fucking torch it. I don't want to read the box. I don't need to read the fucking instructions. I need the torch to be lighting weed on fire
so
and
that
the
weed
to be going
smoke
in my fucking lungs. What world are we living in here? Why? I don't need to know how the sausage is made, Tom.
By the way, I feel like Tom with that butane thing is like the last thing an abortion clinic sees.
Oh.
Wow. Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I also feel like Tom, this is too big of a butane torch,
that
and Tom's going to hurt me.
Yep.
That's
fucking. This is going to be great.
That's superfluous.
Wait, are this
y'all
shit
motherfuckers, man. I swear. Y'all always taking
this
step
is a
too
suction?
Far.
This is suction on it? That's pretty cool, actually.
So you can put it on the wall.
That's hilarious.
You could suction it to the table and then flip over. Oh, I was like, wow.
Right? Yeah. This is about to happen, though.
Tom, oh, don't fucking
like
don't
Jesus
burn anybody. Also, now people are upset that I keep on giving the guests dabs.
Yeah, they gotta ask for it first. That's what we decided.
Yeah, I think it needs to go a little bigger, Tom. A little bigger.
Oh, Tom.
Tom, a little bigger. There we go. That's good, right there.
Light it up. Figure it out. I mean, pick it up off the table.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, hold on. Yeah.
You ever seen a computer melt?
This has gone too far, guys.
We were just about to engage.
It's gone too far.
This nigga doing superhero.
I know, right?
Lewis is freebasing weed.
Freebasing. Yeah. With a goddamn...
With a guest.
Welding torch.
With two guests. Does anybody remember Flower?
There we go.
Dude, this reminds me of like when Steve-O started to make those extreme videos and start to show you drugs you didn't know about.
Yeah. He just had a million nitrous containers on the floor of his shitty apartment.
Yeah, just like in a basement
somewhere.
You're
in three movies.
Would you guys look at that?
Sure, but like, can I do it without the torch blowing? Is it still hot?
I think here you can probably
get I'm a pussy. I don't want to be anywhere near that blue flame.
Me neither, right? Yeah, it's still foggy in there. Yeah, get yours while you can. Yeah. Still fogging right, there, Dave. So look, now let's start the show.
Damn.
Officially. Jesus Christ.
That's a big one. That's an ambitious one.
Yeah, we a couple of our dabs, we've dabbed them out a little bit, and then they stop talking and start freaking out. Preacher Lawson.
I heard.
He'd never taken a dab before.
Why would you do that to that young man? That motherfucker was in church.
One of the sweetest people in the world.
He was crafted in church.
And you know, honestly, he was just trying to be compassionate and like understand, empathetic and understand how I was seeing the world. Mm-hmm. And he took a hit, and he freaked out, dude. He literally shut down.
Yeah.
He
climbed across the table.
He's like, you can't do shit like that to these people, man. You can't get motherfuckers not. He not built for that.
You fuck up his podcast appearances a lot. Even when he was on our podcast, he cramped up from doing Muay Thai with you before.
With y'all First of all, he's Preacher's so fast and like he's so skilled, so athletic, dude, that I had to try to hurt his shoulder in order to bring him down to my level.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I needed him to know that I was like, I'm going to actually try to injure you because you're too I can't hit you.
Yeah.
I can't hit him.
Mm-hmm.
So
I know what you mean.
You know, so now I've been secretly making him a drug addict and damaging his body.
On the episode today that we had Chanel Amari. She hit dabs and she didn't do too well either.
No, wow. She didn't do too well. So you guys dab on your show too?
No.
We dab before the show.
We've been trying to get Byron to stop giving guests dabs unless they ask for it. Now, she did ask for it, but we didn't think she could handle it, and she couldn't. She started to fall apart. Derek rips her apart. Derek rips
her apart. She asked for it is a great name for a segment on this show.
That's the name of my new special.
Hell yeah, she asked for it. Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of She Asked For It. All right, real quick, Zach, we must thank rockauto.com for supporting today's show. Rockauto.com is your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. Been in the business for over 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts that you want at the best possible prices.
So you guys can stop talking to counter guys who need to order your parts, aren't really sure what you're looking for, never have quite what you need, and after all that, are still gonna upcharge you. Because at rockauto.com, you can find everything you need. So whether you're a mechanic, somebody working on their own car, or an idiot like me who doesn't understand how cars work, everybody has access to the same incredible pricing.
RockAuto.com is a website. There's no promo code needed because they already have the best possible prices in the world. Just go there, and if you buy something, let them know that you heard about them on the Real Ass Podcast. All right, where were we? Plus-size TikTok star Remy Bader, 26 years old, slams a Hamptons ranch after she
I thought you should say slams a ham.
Slams a Hamptons ranch after she was made to leave an influencer horseback riding session because she, quote-unquote, weighed too much.
For the horse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we see this girl?
What you going to break a horse back for? Fuck. Oh, wow. Well, no. She's cute. Maybe a Clydesdale.
Here's the thing. She's cute. She's a cute chick. You could tell, you know.
Is she a big bitch? That's
she's
tall...
thick girl. That horse started fucking bucking as soon as he saw her. That horse started freaking out.
A big lady, man. It's a big lady.
And she, I guess she said she's gone horseback riding before.
She's bigger than the car. And everybody in it. Look, she's standing next to the car. She's bigger than the car, nigga.
The other two wheels aren't touching the ground.
Yo, she's bigger than the car and the six bitches that's in it.
Yeah.
You're out of your mind. She's of like, course, don't abuse that horse.
She's like that. She's like that rack of ribs that Flintstones order.
On the side of the car.
The one you put on top. And it tilts the car.
The car, yeah. It sucks to be a TikTok influencer because she's pretty, but she's so big that
is she trans?
Like, no, she's trans. No.
She got that jawline is a little.
I know those are some broad shoulders.
She got some jowls.
Got some jowls.
She got some jowls.
Her tits are definitely cousins.
She got the highway titties. She got them highway.
But when you're in the world of being a TikTok influencer where everyone's so hot, and then she's part of this wave of like body positive ones, and nobody really believes it. That's just something that we pretend to believe online.
Yeah.
Nobody really believes that big is beautiful. And that's just it is what it is.
Even you know? if you're with a big person that puts out that persona, it sucks because you don't get that in the private. You deal with the insecure.
Of course.
Right?
Of course. I'm telling you right now. And so for her, where her job is the world of being hot, like that world of being on TikTok, being hot, being an influencer, that has to fuck with her. And then she goes and fucking, they won't let her ride a horse. And it's such a...
They have to go get like a buffalo.
Yeah.
Or a stronger animal.
I love when fat people get reminded.
Bring in the oxen.
Yeah, when fat people get reminded, but like they can't deny it. Like when a chair snaps from underneath of them, it's like, that was no bias. That was no bias. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you're overweight.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, the you know, when you hear this story about she was too fat to be on a horse, that sounds like... It's like, I didn't even know there was a weight limit for horses. I thought horses just do what they do.
No, people used to move
right, okay, here we
on
go.
Horses.
Yes.
They put everything they owned on a horse.
So is this from the website itself? Because they said there was no signs anywhere, yeah. So that she was like embarrassed.
So it says that this is found on the ranch's blog, but they didn't advertise anywhere that there was a weight limit.
So yeah, you have to be a percentage of the horse's weight. So if you're over that, which is...
That's insulting of its own. It's right, like, ma'am, you're too much percentage of a horse.
Yeah. But like even now, at her size, would she ask for a piggyback ride from a human being? You know what I mean? Like, she knows better than to do that, so you can't be offended.
Yeah. I mean, so I guess her main problem was, I haven't seen her video
on this. They need bigger horses.
Here's the thing. When I first heard this, they really do. When I first heard this, I was like, oh, shit, she's just trying to go viral for, like, some shit. She's shaming the ranch. And I was like, you know.
And they love ranch.
Ah, fucking like Hidden Valley. Hidden Valley, bitch.
I've always liked the bottle of ranch because the ingredients are all in the front. There's bacon and eggs and shit. You go, this is a good one. This is like the farm.
So I thought she was just trying to shame this ranch because she was like, it was the way they said it. They like shamed me. Oh, and I was like, shut up, you fat bitch. My reaction, I rolled my eyes so hard. I got so angry.
You went to sleep.
But then check this out. Her son, after this girl goes on TikTok being like, yeah, they were rude to me. The owner of the ranch's son goes on a TikTok and responds with.
Let's hear.
When you're not a fat bitch, you can ride a Deep Hollow Ranch.
So the owner's son goes on and says, when you're not a fat bitch, you can ride a ranch.
Oh, I love small businesses.
He didn't give a fuck.
So I was like, maybe they weren't that nice when they told her that she could. I mean, that's great.
If she walked in there like, easy girl.
Yeah.
Easy.
Hey.
Gave her a sugar cube.
Open your hand flat.
Doggy, I don't exactly know what happened, but I know the owner's not happy that the son went on afterwards. Oh, like, no. Shut up, you fucking pig. Yeah. Oink, oink. We don't let pigs ride our horses.
Family businesses are the best. They can go online and say whatever the fuck they want. Dude.
That was, you know what? Fuck it. I got to give that kid real ass dude of the week because he kept it real ass, right
absolutely.
Or wrong.
Absolutely.
He showed all of the healthy ass horses don't feel like lifting all that weight.
He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's ready. He's a real ass dude.
Yeah. Damn.
Everything about it, because he also, that means he cares about his horses,
care
too.
About them horses, man.
He cared about his family's business.
Yeah.
Here's what happened, right? So, and I understand what happened with this kid, because he's a fucking teenager, right? Because at first, the ranch was like, that was a teenage employee that said that, you know, it's not representative of us. Then I found out it's literally the son.
Yeah.
He got this bitch goes onto her TikTok and has millions of followers, or however many followers, right? And they start fucking flaming this place and writing them bad reviews and saying they're... And she's using her power, which women do. They abuse this fucking power of TikTok and social media, and they get a little ahead of themselves.
Yeah,
that same thing happened. They weaponize it. The same thing happened with that fucking TikToker that we made fun of, Legion of Skanks. Uh-huh. We made fun of this bitch very mildly.
Or when you fly.
What'd you say?
Or when you fly and something happens.
I don't know what you mean.
You use your social media against the airlines.
Yeah, but I just have to be funny every time. I have a problem every time I fly, and I tell my mom's dead. My mom's been dead for, I was like, my mom's going to die if I don't get there, if there's like a 3-minute delay. Yeah, I'm not, I don't really use it. I don't ever cash in on it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just genuinely being funny. These people are legitimately actually trying to fucking like go viral because they're being wronged, right?
Yeah.
So this kid got defensive over his family's business. And was like, no, fuck you, bitch. You're not going to say that my family, like, you're a fat bitch. You couldn't fucking fit on the horse because you're too fat. And that's just that. And he, you know, he kept a fucking real ass.
Yeah, dude.
And I appreciate it.
I remember one time we went to, because fat people don't learn. I bet you as soon as she got off the horse, she went somewhere to go eat. Like, I never forget one time we went to Six Flags, a bunch of comics. All went to Six Flags, right? Reggie Conquest, fat as shit at the time, right? Could not get on the Batman ride. It won't close.
It was the Nitro.
But anyway, they take him off. The thing pulls off. Bunch of comics howling at him. Everyone's all mortified. Why are they teasing that fat man? You know where he was when we got off the roller coaster? Dipping Dots.
Dipping Dots. Eating up the futuristic ice cream. Eating that futuristic ice cream.
Space ice cream.
We could have died laughing when we got off that ride.
He was trying to imagine that there was less gravity to make himself feel better.
He could fit. When they dropped that shit, that thing went...
I did the same thing when I first time went to Six Flags. I was maybe 18 or 19 years old. I was like 320, 330 pounds. I was my fattest, right? My first year of college. I started smoking weed the year before, just munching like a motherfucker. And I went to the Batman ride, and I went, and there's, you know, and they have it because the first few years Six Flags was open, they just dealt with this problem regularly, just shaming fat people and kicking them off the ride.
Yeah, you might die.
So then they were like, guys, take a fucking
seat.
He put a sample seat in front
in the front.
Away from everybody.
Yeah.
It's a sign that says, hey, fatties, come.
That sample seat shit did change the game.
It did change the game. So I sat in the sample seat and it didn't go down, and I was like, it's probably a little bit smaller.
It's probably cut a little different. The real one's probably cut different.
I bet I can get in the real one. I have no idea why.
Yeah.
I went and waited online for an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To
embarrass yourself.
I knew it wasn't getting on. I was with my girlfriend. I mean, it was so fucking embarrassing.
This is the interesting thing about it, though. It is based on body type, because I remember on that same trip that I'm talking about, Chris Cotton was on that trip, rest in peace. Him and Reggie were equally fat, but somehow Chris fit in the roller
Chris
coaster.
Chris might have been more malleable.
The fuck does that mean?
Squishy.
Yeah, his legs might have been thinner.
Yeah.
Legs have a lot to do with it.
Yeah, Chris never did squat. So, rest in peace, Chris. But he was never a squat dude. He was always upper body.
Yeah, then they kicked me off the ride. It was embarrassing as fuck. Dude, Big J.
Fat Louis.
Big J has such a funny story about
Diabito. That's what he used to be.
When he was on the Superman ride.
Uh huh.
He tells it on stage. I think at this point he tells it on stage. We told it on a podcast before, but it was like they got him in. They had like three employees trying to push the thing down on him, and they finally got to go click once. And then he was like, "Are you sure it's okay?" And then he goes back, and it's just one fucking click. Holy dude, what a scary ride to be fat on,
especially when it's like a 17-year-old boy.
It's the one that's like this, right?
Don't give a fuck.
Yeah, it's the one where you're
that's the
down.
One that flat makes you.
It's not even that great of a ride, honestly.
It's not.
I think we're all thrill seekers now. We're
I love Six Flags. Love it.
I used to. I'm aged out.
I used to love it. I now one day, halfway through the day, I'm like, this is a lot.
Yeah.
It is. I'll be like, nah, I'm old now.
I stopped going. It's a creep fest, too. I got arrested when you're coming out.
Let's go Fright Fest during Halloween.
No, I know. That's what I like to go to. But last time I went in the summer with my kids and all that shit, we got pulled over coming out. I had an outstanding warrant that I had to go to jail for and sit there for the weekend. But like everybody that was in there was like people pulled out of Six Flags that were like registered sex offenders that weren't supposed to be there. And you know,
what a hilarious way that you found out.
Right? Wow. I was in jail all weekend.
While being arrested in front of your family.
Yeah, I know.
Six Flags full of real shitbag people.
I guess I was
one of them. Outstanding warrant.
Why were you pulled over? You just got pulled over?
Tinted windows.
Yeah, your tents used to be dark.
I always had 5% tent because I lived in a hood where everything could get broken into. So I was better off just taking
a
ticket.
It was a safety precaution. It wasn't because you just wanted to have tinted windows.
No, yeah, because my cars, they would get broken into. If you had fucking, like, the dash units or, you know, shit looking around, laid out in your seat. My woman was terrible at that
shit. Imagine getting pulled over for tinted windows. What a fucking...
Pulled over for tinted windows.
I will say that's a racist... That's a racist thing to pull somebody over for.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because why? I mean, it's crazy. It's like you need to see me more relaxed.
Yeah,
chill.
I'm not breaking any laws.
Once you roll down my window and see there's no laws being broken, cool.
And that was his thing. He was cool with that.
He just needed to run my license, and he found an outstanding warrant. Yeah.
That sucks.
And you know what that warrant was from? I remember that was from...
Rape. Jesus.
No, remember when I first came to your place in Jersey City?
Yeah.
I remember I got a ticket up then, like, for driving and talking on the phone. And I thought I'm never going back up there. You know what I mean? Yeah, and that shit.
Damn.
It was weird.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine. How could a cop even see you, like, texting and driving? It'd have to be the worst timing ever. You have to be texting, and the cop would have to drive up right next to you in like an SUV, and look down into your car and see. Because why couldn't you be like, if they're looking at your phone for a second, I was looking at the GPS.
Yeah, yeah. They use that as a reason though. Like even if you're doing the GPS, if they want you, that you just gave them a reason, and that's it. Yeah.
It's a little weird. I had one time I was in kind of thick traffic, and I was just doing a little scroll, which you should. It really is dangerous. I will say.
Yeah.
It's genuinely. I can't explain to you how, like, because nobody really even admits, like, I'd say half the car accidents in the world are because people are texting.
Absolutely.
It's only the people that are admitting it, so whatever percentage that they're saying, it's way, way fucking more, dude. Because I have to slam on my brakes regularly from scrolling. Dude, I'm, like, all the time. Just take your eyes off the road for a second. They do things like that where you're, like, if you close your eyes for, like, 2 seconds while you're going 4 to 5 miles per hour, the distance you cover is like 2 football fields or something crazy.
Yeah.
Like you cover such a crazy distance with just a couple seconds of driving 40 miles an hour, right? So you look down and you're fucking checking your Twitter for a second and you look up and a school bus is right there.
Yeah.
And I've luckily never, got into an accident, but I remember one time I was in kind of like stop and go traffic or whatever, and these motorcycle guys were driving by me, and I was just kind of like doing a little scroll, and the motorcycle guy stopped, and he went bang on my window.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, and he was like, get off your phone.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, and he was right, and I understand from his perspective, because it's not just a fender bender for him. Dickhead's on his phone. He's going to fucking murder the motorcycle driver.
Yeah.
You're going to kill him. What are the dangers? We know the dangers of texting you and driving, guys.
I was just showing you the
football field. Let's see. During the time to drive the length of football field, hold on. Takes about 5 seconds to read a text. During that time, you drive about the length of a football field at around 55 miles per hour, which is 360 feet. Quite a long way to have your eyes off the road.
Holy shit.
All right.
You used to do that, man. When we used to drive back and forth from Philly to New York, and I would drop him off in Jersey, he would think it'd be okay to just be sleeping. Like, I do this all the time. I'm like, Derek, open your eyes. No, I know these roads.
Oh, he sleeps a little bit. Oh, yeah. If I'm on more than a 2-hour trip, ever, 5 minutes of that trip, I'm sleeping.
Yeah man.
Driving not all at once.
It's the number one thing that makes me sleep.
Yeah.
15 kids, it puts me to bed, dude.
Driving and reading. Yeah. Driving is the number one thing that puts me to sleep.
He's reading road signs like,
yo, man, I ain't gonna lie. I hate driving because when I'm behind the wheel,
there's nothing more soothing.
I just want to go to bed. I'm like, nah, man, I don't like it.
It's like my mother's bosom. That's what my Audi feels like, dude. And I'm telling you, it really.
And then the new chairs, they cup you.
Yeah, dude, they hold you.
You got heat and pads.
Massage chair.
Too much. We need to go back to the old bench seat.
Yeah, we need the bench seat.
My car feels like a womb.
I got some of my best fucking done in that bench
seat. That's literally what it feels like. The inside of a warm womb.
Yeah.
And it's very womby.
It's womb-like.
Yeah.
And you're right. And anytime I'm on a 2-hour trip, I will take 20-second interval naps. Once every 10-15 minutes. I got to shut my eyes for a good...
Like pullovers?
No.
With me in the past.
Yeah. That was me and Derek. Same way. Like, come on, dude. You got to not.
Yeah, you're right.
Luckily, my car has like... it keeps me in the lanes. Like, what'll happen is if I start to shift out of lane... It'll buzz, and then my wheel will go back. But then if that happens like 2 or 3 times, it'll shut it off and be like, no, you got to pay attention to yourself.
That's hilarious because that means those car, like they could put that technology for everybody, but they'll still just allow poor people to just be like, hey, you better figure it out.
You got to pay for it. It's not a conspiracy. If the poor people want it, they can have it. They got to pay for it. It's not free.
Lewis's car also stops for him if he's too close to something.
That's dope. Yeah. You got all that new tech.
Does yours do like you need a coffee? It's got that coffee logo in the...
My mom's car do that.
Yeah, I've had a lot of rental cars. Just
pull over. It's time for you to get a cup of coffee. Re-energize.
Like if you've been driving for too long. So when I was like a road dog, always on the road, and sometimes I'd really be pushing it on the road, 6-7 hours, and the car would start to, hey, you need to take a break.
Is it like an Alexa type thing?
Mm-mm. It's just like a light that goes off in the dash, same way as like a check engine light. It's a you've been driving too long. That, yeah, yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, stop and get a cup of coffee.
Yeah, I.
But the image is a cup of coffee. That's the.
I wonder when technology is going to just be completely self-driving cars, because you have to figure the way it'll work. Like, if there's a grid and every car is sort of connected, wouldn't that completely eliminate traffic? Wouldn't you be able to go like 120 miles per hour and
well,
just
that's
fucking
all in the movies?
But that's public transportation now. At that point, people don't. Want
no, but your own car that's self-driving when you could watch a movie.
I know
and
you think of like the Jetsons, which we should be
not
there,
even the Jetsons, not flying, but on the roads themselves,
like iRobot type shit.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I think it's just too many poor people. Like we talked about that too. The Jetsons actually, that's why they were up.
Yeah, man.
They just left all the poor people down low.
The they lived in the clouds.
They were up there.
They lived in the clouds were so dense that you could build a whole community up there.
Also, if you're going to have a robot, you wouldn't pick Rosie. That was a she was a fucking she was a big bitch.
She was she Mexican?
Body. She was that TikTok
she
bitch. She was that TikTok. Yeah.
She was bigger than a car. With the girl thing.
I would pick a sexy ass fucking sex robot.
Yeah.
She could clean. She could do it all. Why would you ever choose a fat, gross robot?
To there defend your son.
That's an auntie. That's, she got aunt head.
She really does.
Sideways cylinder? Big-ass cylinder head? Yeah, that's...
No, you want her to, like, move your furniture and shit.
Yeah, but I feel like the robots could fucking do whatever they want to do. Also, like, the robot technology isn't there yet. Now it's like all the robots that are, like, smart and shit, they have, like, backwards deer legs and they come at you and shit.
Yeah, I don't know why they do
not
that
sexy.
That way.
They don't have sexy robots yet.
Black Mirror done made episodes about this shit, them taking over.
Yeah.
Shooting everybody the fuck out.
Well, yeah, it's going to happen with that Boston Dynamic group. The motherfuckers keep making those.
Didn't they
robot
just.
Dogs
well, there
shit.
Was a story that Shannon tried to include the other day, but I just didn't really understand. I didn't even understand what the word was. So then I was like, I'm not even
consent.
Talking.
Consent.
No. Consent? That was good. I have to fuck with.
See, some guy at Google was like.
You're the sniper in the chapel, man.
He was saying the AI is.
Sentient.
Sentient.
Oh, sentient AI? That's that Westworld shit.
I didn't even know what it meant, and I was
it's
like,
become self-aware.
Yeah, sentient. Yeah, I'm all into that sci-fi shit. Yeah, that's what's
no.
Will Smith talked about it.
Yeah, that's
Chris Rock.
Well, wasn't there a thing with like Alexa? Some girl asked Alexa for a challenge to do. She's like 9 years old. She was like, Alexa, give me a challenge. And then Alexa was like, go and pull the prongs out of the TV. Where they were like, go take the power cord out of the TV and pull it halfway out, and then take a penny and touch it to the exposed prongs. And the girl was like, what? And mom was like, no, Alexa. And apparently that's like a TikTok challenge right now. Like they call it like,
you see that shit where the dude start whispering and Alexa start whispering back?
Yeah, like people, the shit people know they can do with Alexa is fucking weird.
Plug in a phone charger about halfway into the wall, then touch a penny to the exposed prongs, the Alexa told the little girl.
Oh, it's probably a joke.
Wow.
Challenge to do, yeah. That's funny, though.
Get that little girl
that is
herself.
Funny, yeah, because if you're asking a robot for a challenge to do, you deserve to fucking die. Alexa was right on this one.
Take me in the tub.
Emotions.
Do you want to see the most realistic humanoid robot?
Let's see.
Getting close.
The motion sequence was pre-programmed, but in my opinion, that doesn't really matter. By far, the most difficult part is making the motion seem fluid and realistic, and that's been achieved here. To make the robot react to something in real time may prove trivial in comparison. To online
that's the whole thing. It's just it's looking.
Yeah, I'm not even impressed with that.
Yeah, neither is the guy behind him. He's like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I like the guy to the right. He's see the guy's face to the right.
Yeah,
he's like, ah, kill me.
Scare Pinocchio shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, who knows where the technology is going to go?
It's going.
It's not going to go into. It's not going to go into. Humanoid robots that are going to be doing things for us. That's not going to be it.
Nah, we're going to be the humanoid robots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to have our cell phones in our fucking eyeballs and in our brains. We're going to be plugged in. It's going to be, you know.
We're kind of that now. The work that we do is like spreading people's message or propaganda or agenda. You know what I mean? So it's like, we all get up and read an article and then share it, and that's the work that we do.
Well, think
now.
About that. I think in our lifetime, I genuinely believe this, in our lifetime, you'll be able to plug in and just download information and just have it.
Yeah.
And just have it.
You'll know it.
Some shit, you'll be able to fucking plug into the back of your head.
Watch the Matrix, nigga. That's exactly what they're talking about.
I'm telling you, I think in our lifetime.
Not the new Matrix.
In the next 50 years, our processing system for like the same way your phone, it'll be in our bodies without a doubt, and you'll plug in and you'll be able to just go and you'll have rich people will have better processors, faster processors, more memory. We're going to be fucking like crazy.
Absolutely.
And then eventually the machines are going to take over and they're going to just drill our heads and then
we're going to use this battery.
I think,
man,
we're there now because a lot of the shit that people are doing, they don't necessarily believe in. You know what I mean? A lot of the shit, they just got riled up by a device. That's the shit that blows my mind. You know what I mean? Like, the screen could be black, but anything pop up on there and then it just sends people out into the world in a fucking frenzy.
Yeah. It's a crazy sort of like scary like future that we're sort of already living in. Then the tech, you don't even really know what technology is out there, because if there's whatever the craziest technology, we don't even know about.
We don't know about
whatever shit's happening. The government goes, cool, we're buying that patent. That's ours. That's military fucking intelligence now. Go fuck yourself. Google fuckheads aren't having it, okay? Yeah. We have Google glasses and we're like, oh, look, I can Google shit with my eyes. Yeah. That shit ain't nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing, dude. Look up, Shannon, look up, like, there has to be a list of, like, rumored technology or some shit like that, or, like, shit that, like, is absolutely wild. It is very, very fascinating. I wish I was smart at all.
I mean, even the fact that rich people have Z-Packs. You know what I mean? It just be like, I don't feel well, but here, give me the Z-Pack, and like, that's available, but nobody else has that if you don't have the money.
Yeah, what pharmacy is that?
Private doctors.
Just, yeah, you can go get a Z-Pack.
What do you mean? You can just go to the doctor's office and get one?
Yeah, if you feel like you got an infection, right? Is it just a bunch of antibiotics?
I thought you just get them just to, like, regularly have them just to be on the up and up. Stay at 100%.
Porn stars, don't they, like, regularly just take a Z-Pack because they're fucking so much?
Wrestlers, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you're naming like these aren't rich people, Dave. These are like people are dying.
I never claimed that I was rich or growing up rich. I don't know about regular people shit.
I grew up good. Maybe not rich, but I did grow up pretty good.
Did you grow up good?
I grew up great.
You grew up really? Yeah, you had like a nice house. Your family owned the house?
My dad owns his. My mom was just pretty crafty with money.
Nice.
So I was always. Yeah, pretty chill. I'm cul-de-sac black. I'm from the burbs.
That's fucking great. I was so fucking poor, and my mom was so bad with money. It was crazy. It was you know, I remember the biggest lesson my mom taught me was to not be like her.
Yeah,
that was like it was a blessing in disguise. She was so like, had no motivation, so like just like dead to the world, just not ready to go. And she was a smart woman too. Yeah. I just recognized it as a little kid, being like, "Oh yeah, you're fucking lazy." Mm-hmm. Like if you just put anything into it, you know, I was like, you could be fucking out there killing it for your family. You don't give a fuck. I resented my mom.
You're cul-de-sac black. He's rent-a-center white.
Die.
Die.
Yeah, I can say it now. Yeah, we'd live different. Sprinklers, bunnies. In in-ground pools, all that.
Yeah, an in-ground pool? Get the fuck out of here. Oh my God, you're bougie.
Yeah, 3-car garage on the west side.
You're not even black. I'm taking his black card away.
You cannot.
I'm taking it away.
I'm just living that better American dream.
That's crazy.
Black people are doing well. Black people are doing well.
I'm just trying to give my kid that life. That's all I want to.
Is that why the chat keeps writing bougie? Oh, that's a typo.
Yeah, there was another chick who went viral. Did you find that video of the girl in the gym, Shannon?
I think I have it. Yeah.
Gym.
Did you see this?
I've probably seen this one.
Oh, this on TikTok. This is fucking wild, dude. Yeah. This is wild.
This is weird.
Let's watch the whole video.
This is the right one, right?
Yes, this is it.
Okay. I didn't really get the story.
And when I stand up for myself, he threatens to call the police.
So she's...
First of all, she sets up a camera, okay?
Oh, okay.
She sets up a camera. Let's watch the video first, and then we'll break it down. Got it.
On camera being a pervert. And when I stand up for myself, he threatens to call the police and revoke my membership.
He didn't even say, oh, damn, by the way.
You need something?
Do you need something? Okay, I thought so. Keep it pushing. If you're getting rude, you can leave. Nobody that's looking at you in any type of way. I don't own the gym, I work here. Okay. Yes. And
that
if you're getting rude, then you can leave.
That means what?
I can call the police and have you trespass right now. Would you like that?
Go ahead.
Okay, cool.
Go ahead, let him know.
That's what we'll do. So right now, I'm just going to take the stuff and head up front. All right, she said, you're strong.
We got
I mean, look, first of all, she's pretty toit. I'll give it to her.
Yeah.
She's tight.
Mm-hmm. Toit body. I got no problem with that. It's so obviously.
Did he say, oh, damn?
No.
He didn't even say that. He didn't
but
even
that's
say,
weird that even she was mentally back there.
No, she, first of all, she set up a camera at an angle, so she's getting these guys in the shot, okay? Yeah. This was pre-set up from the fucking beginning. This is some Nicole Arbery shit.
She's trying to go viral.
This bitch is trying to fucking go viral.
That's production.
Nobody sets up an angle. That angle makes no sense.
Yeah.
That angle makes no sense. If you're trying to look at your fucking form, there's that weird, from a side shot or a front shot, she's trying to catch a moment to go viral. Yeah. She has guys in the background. Specifically, these guys literally looked for a second. First of all, bitch, you're undressing at a gym. You're undressing at a fucking gym.
Slowly.
You got a tight fucking body.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to peek.
Yeah.
They're going to peer over. Simple as that, okay? Mm-hmm. If a guy comes over to you and invades your space, if a guy says something, if he catcalls you across the floor, that's a different thing. Yeah. You know, some guy, you know, and that's a whole other fucking world. You know, nobody's saying a guy has a right to do that. But for you to fucking sit there and you're trying to catfish a guy, you're trying to catch him fucking just taking a little peekaroo, shut the fuck up, bitch.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy. It's psychotic.
Yeah.
And she's just trying to go viral. But what's funny is she got flamed on this so badly. Every comment is like, fuck you, you white privileged whore.
Yeah.
Nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody gives a fuck about this bitch.
Yeah.
So, is there any more to that story, Shannon? Do we know anything about her?
No, I was able to. I just found it's weird because the site that I found that shared it is a Black Conservative Perspective. So it was just a reaction video. Of it.
What was his perspective? He agreed with her.
But yeah, he was just bringing it to attention.
Like, they probably have monkeypox.
And then this trainer here, the grandson of Emmett Till.
Oh, Jesus.
Doggy. This is a regular trend where people are trying to go viral off of fake shit, and that nothing makes me angry. I don't know why. Nothing makes me angrier. This is another regular trend. You'll see this at sporting events. Somebody looking at something they're not supposed to be looking at on their phone, and then a person behind them is filming them looking at
them. Yeah,
it's all set up.
It's a fucking game going
It's all set up. That person knows they're filming. They're purposely looking at that. There was a guy who was like dunking his hot dog in his beer and eating it at the game one time, and it was like, no, it's the fake viral shit. Is the cringiest fucking shit
cringe.
In the world.
Yeah.
Cringe. And it should be called that every time.
Yeah, we got to go.
It should be called that every time. I can't stand it. Mm. You know,
that's like when people go live to give to the poor.
Yeah.
They hold their phone with one hand and give to.
I hate it.
Yeah.
I absolutely hate it.
I'm not going to lie to you. This sounds bad. I am a fan, like, of the videos of people getting murdered on their lives. Like,
yeah.
They just weren't paying attention. And then, like, their ops just run up on them. It's just like. How have we got to that point? People on the camera in a dangerous neighborhood. Just, yeah, we out here. Pop.
Does that happen often?
I see it a lot on WorldStar, yeah.
Wow. I didn't know
And
that.
It's always Facebook Live. It's never Instagram Live. Like, Facebook Live. People die on Facebook Live a lot.
Who uses Facebook Live?
Facebook Live.
It's like, I think it's the same people that use Android phones, man.
Yeah.
it's a type.
It's a very hood thing.
Yeah, but it's not racial because trashy white people, trashy Latino, everybody, it's just the people who use that operating system
the poor
and
life.
Use Facebook, man.
That's by Boost Mobile.
There was the one girl who going live.
She got into the car accident with her sister, and then she went on Facebook Live, and her sister was like, her brains were all over the dashboard.
Yeah. Those people.
Why are you going live?
Something going on, man. There's a sickness.
I mean, look, I do understand. Like, when I'm on the road by myself, I end up, like, going live sometimes because I'm just bored and lonely. And, like, that's the only... If I'm ever on Instagram Live, just so you guys know, I am lonely. I'm having a moment, and I need a friend, and I'm pretending to be entertaining or something. I just need... I need approval from somebody.
It is a cry for help.
It's a cry for help.
Oh, wow.
It's very rare, but it's always when I'm alone in a hotel. I'm fucking.
Looking inside Louis J.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's lonely when he goes live.
And it's weird. You ever go, like, I think the worst thing about going live is after. Like, when you get off and it's just like you're just back in that hotel room. Like,
no, the worst thing about going live is only got like 10 to 16 eyes. Looking at me, and then it just keeps dropping down.
Oh, no.
Like, all right. Yeah.
Like, do something. Go. Do something.
Come on. No. More hearts. I don't get no hearts.
Now you see why people get
I
naked
hate going
on there.
Live, nigga. Fuck that. I go, nah. That's. Nobody watches me.
I watched a dash cam video the other day that fucked me up. It was a Russian,
and it was a guy, and I think his wife or his mother in the passenger seat, and in front of them was a truck with bricks on it.
Oh, no.
And one brick just went boop off through the windshield and through the lady. And it was just the audio of the dash cam of like him, of the accident, of her being like, Mom.
Wow.
And because it went through, it killed her immediately. And then it was like just the 5 minutes of him stopped waiting for the ambulance.
Yeah.
It was fucking brutal.
So you're in the part of the internet I'm on too. I watch like a lot of ring light videos that capture like shootings in the neighborhood, which are, those are weird too. It's like that's all ring lights are capturing.
I've been talking about the Final Destination movies a lot online, and people have been sending me weird shit.
Yeah.
Wow. That's dark as fuck.
Torture porn.
That's
just like crazy accidents.
Yeah, I know. Them freak. That's what found us.
You know what I watch now that I'm getting older? Near misses. That's it. Because I can't watch the carnage as much anymore as I get older. Near misses, though, it gives you like but like they escape at the last second.
I don't like watching fucked up shit. And I had my, you know, I had my little run-ins with beheadings.
It's a phase, yeah.
And, you know, machete fights and things like that. But it's a fucking dark thing.
Yeah.
It really is. I'll
still fuck around with Nature's Metal and that shit, though.
Nature's Metal's a little
different. Some of those are rough, though.
Because that's truly like nature. There's nothing natural about a machete fight in Mexico. It's just, I guess it is happening in the wild, to be honest with you.
It's happening and enough to be caught on tape.
If Nature's Metal put a Mexican machete fight on their page, I would. Do you guys follow Nature's Metal?
No, I don't know what Nature's Metal is.
Doggy, pull up the Nature's Metal Instagram just to show Derek and Dave.
Like Nature's Metal.
This would be great
brutal.
For your show. You guys should review Nature's Metal videos on No Need for Apologies. It'd be fucking hilarious, dude.
I'll check them out.
It's essentially like this guy just, you know, it'll be videos and pictures of just metal shit happening in nature.
What are you saying? What is metal? Like rock and roll? Okay.
Yeah, nature's metal. Yeah.
So yeah, this probably isn't new. I haven't even seen this one. This is a bear doing something. Here, go to more of a gruesome one.
Oh.
Oh, is he gonna eat
that? He steals a moose's baby.
Oh, go back to it. Are you kidding me? Go back to that.
I feel like we did this.
It's pretty fucking metal, dog.
Because the last time we were here, we watched the video of
the horse kill the other horse?
Chickens.
The horse eating baby chickens. Yeah, dude, that was on this page. Dude, Nature's Metal rules. They follow me on Instagram. Is that the baby moose?
Yeah, there's two. There's two.
They got no horns.
Look at this fucking bear, dude. I'd be so terrified of a bear. I'm watching
Alone
right
now. That's a big ass bear.
I'm watching Alone right now, and there's a guy on Alone episode 3. He's tracking a bear right now. He's like, dude, I'm going to get this fucking bear. And I'm like, you're nuts, doggy.
Oh, he's just a dumb moose, too.
Oh, no, moose. You can't protect your baby, moose.
Where's the other moose at?
Look at this bear.
Oh, come on.
He's looking around,
dude.
Like, where?
Like, yo, he really going to let me get this close?
This moose is going, all right, which one's my favorite?
Oh no, moose! It ran the bear.
Because the moose,
oh no,
the moose is pussy.
Die.
Oh, moose is pussy.
Oh, moose, you suck.
Yeah, you should have. You should have stood up a while ago.
Oh, look, now the other one's drowning.
Still not going to do shit.
I fucked up.
Yeah, that's a soft ass.
Look, he gave up on it too.
Wow, you mad late. That's all you got. And see, the bear would have ran off if he'd have did that shit
first, but now he got it.
He didn't even go far.
He goes 30 feet.
I'm
going to
finish eating
it
up the parking lot. Yeah. I'm not even going to get out your eyeline, dog.
Bitch ass nigga.
Oh my God. That's treacherous.
That's like when you go to Wendy's and eat in the car.
That's your man. That's your fucking man.
I'm going to sit over here and wait for my fries.
I'm telling you, you guys got to review Nature's Metal on your show.
Oh my Lord.
He said, that is treacherous.
That is treacherous. That motherfucker said, this one of your kids?
Yo. That is wild.
I'm going to eat it up the parking lot.
Yeah.
There's a part two.
Why made eye contact?
There's a part two.
Oh, there's
to
a
that.
Part two?
Yeah.
Oh.
That was just a different angle.
I thought I wanted to go live in nature. Fuck that.
Is
this is what you got
up,
dealing with your
picking
backyard?
Up where they left off. It's the same bear going after the same mama moose for that one remaining calf.
Oh, no. The same bear.
I don't want to know.
Going after the same mama moose in a
row. Yo. That's how you get bullied in Alaska. That's how you get bullied. Yeah.
Yo.
Hey, boo boo. I'm going to eat both of these dumb bitches, baby.
Oh, no. Oh,
nigga got another one.
Did he get it?
Oh, no. Oh. Now, no.
She's
charged up now. She's charged
chasing
up
him.
Now.
Yeah, you ain't gonna do this to me twice. No,
again, not again.
And
look,
what,
he runs right back around
and goes
again. Oh, no.
This nigga's an asshole. Yo, the bear is a whole asshole. He shook Night of the Forest.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Dude, that is like that.
Wow, wow, wow.
And his day just sucks, man. This is a shitty week for this moose.
That moose said, fuck.
And moose are big as fuck.
Yeah, big, man. But that's a girl. That's yeah, not like the one of the dudes was, probably would have bucked back.
Yeah. Yeah, they get pretty aggressive.
Because there was a news story about a chick who got found beaten to death naked. And they're like, oh, this was like a violent sex crime. No, she was stomped to death by a moose. Mm-hmm. It stomped her clothes off. Mm. That's how big, like, the it can, like, strip you as it kills you.
That's a great excuse if you ever get arrested.
Yeah, it was a moose.
It was a moose.
In Brooklyn? Because they got tapes of them motherfuckers walking down the street. It's real woolly mammoths right there. Them things be 10 feet tall.
I saw them shits in person.
I think the average is 9.5 feet tall.
It's crazy.
They're the big males.
She replaying that baby being eaten over and over again because she could have stopped it. Look, she did stop it.
Mm-hmm.
She could have stopped it that first time. She froze.
She watched the bear pull up.
Yeah. Is she just shaking for the rest of her life? Yeah. She's always like fucking.
Dude, they had one the other day that was a bunch of boar like on a cliff all trying to make the cross. And it was like a mom and like six babies. And one of the babies just doesn't make it.
No.
And you just see the mom go, I got five more.
And that's what made me think of that duck song. Remember that duck, mother duck said, quack, 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 quack. And like less of the ducks come back every time. I always thought she was such a shitty mom.
That's a shitty mom right there.
Because she would just go to bed and just come back out the next day until one day she had no ducks left.
Pull up another video, Shannon. Let's see if there's another fun one. I haven't been to the page in a hot minute.
Pick a random one.
Oh. Turtles? Jesus Christ!
Sea turtle. Getting.
Yo, mauled. The turtle's defense. The
turtle's stink at fighting. Holy shit.
He's getting his head eaten.
He's fucking.
Yeah. Yeah, this motherfucker needs
God did not prepare you for battle at all.
That's a weird.
Yeah,
no.
Master Splinter did not prepare this
cougar,
one.
You know what that is? The cougar hit the lottery then. Because he was like, oh, this is an easy guy. I'm not
sweet,
supposed to be eating it.
Sweet turtle meat. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he having a wild night.
That's
what?
Yeah.
That's it?
But I can.
Oh, it's going to be a good meal if all this is. That's the only pushback? I'm eating the shit out of this turtle.
The turtle figured the smell would keep him away. How the fuck is he eating a turtle?
All right, a Komodo eating a... Oh. What the hell is that?
I hate when they pull weird shit like
yeah,
their
eating
balls
the
and
asshole
out
of a...
This shit used to give me nightmares as a kid. I always felt like one of these things were going to get me.
A Komodo dragon?
Yeah.
They slow, but if they get you, they even have big teeth. They got
I bet you they're not that slow, Derek.
Oh, we need sound.
Do something, nigga. What are you doing?
Oh, God.
Damn.
Motherfucker just sitting there like,
he eating the booty like groceries.
I need to hear the sound of this
he
thing.
He eating that booty like groceries. Welcome to the Komodo Island.
Oh, God. Come on, Shannon. All right.
That's all he going to get. Hold on. We hear the noise. Hold on.
Turns out this deer was raised by that moose.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Fuck.
I wonder whether it just feels like he's taking a shit. It just feels
that's a mean ass shit.
It feels relieving. Like,
So yeah, nature's. Do you now understand what
metal
means?
Metal, I guess, yeah.
You get what pretty it means metal. To be metal.
Pretty metal.
Pretty fucking metal.
Yeah, it'll just be a picture of like a crocodile with an entire zebra head in its mouth.
Yeah.
With like the tongue out.
Yeah. Metal. It's pretty gross. Pretty gross shit. You white guys.
Nature
like
is hip hop is a different page. It's just all the fathers leaving the baby animals.
You ever watch Family Guy? And they did a spoof called "Damn Nature, You Scary."
That shit had
as racist as it was.
So funny.
That shit had me dying on Family Guy.
It was essentially what I'm pitching you guys to do on No Need for Apologies, which is to
"Damn Nature, You Scary."
Damn Nature, You Scary. Yeah.
That's what he's doing. Every turn he can make to not be racist, he's racist. But
I can't help it.
Takes it.
I can't help it.
He takes that left racist turn.
You know what?
He knows good content. He knows how to go viral.
That's true. In a real way, though. We're not contrived.
Nature's hip hop is just the Denny's at 4 a.m.
Oh, fuck you.
That was actually Waffle House
at 4 a.m. Not Denny's. Waffle House.
Yeah, we don't do Denny's. Okay. Denny's, we never got good service at Denny's for some reason.
The hop or Waffle House. Yeah. And we call it the hop.
Dave and I always, I turned Dave on to a fucking racist website years ago.
Black people versus fast food, man. Fucking loved it.
Let's
the tagline was chicken nuggets, catnip for black folk.
Die.
What did you just call it a 20 piece if you download the app? McDonald's gives
you a 20. Nigga tokens.
Yeah.
Nigga tokens. That's
if you
call.
Download the app for McDonald's, they give you 20 nuggets for free.
20 nigga tokens here at McDonald's.
Jesus Christ.
It's terrible. But yeah, that's what it basically is.
All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank YoDelta.com for supporting today's show. If you're over the age of 21 years old and you like to get high, you need to get high with YoDelta's amazing Delta 8 THC.
They sent us vapes. They sent us gummies. We did the field research for you guys. And oh boy, do these work. You guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp, and it can be legally shipped to most states, and it gets you really, really high.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now. If you ever see me smoking a vape pen, which I've been smoking regularly, I'm smoking Delta 8 THC. It really is my favorite shit. Go there right now. Support them. They support everything we do. They're from the makers of Yo Kratom. YoDelta.com is the website. When you check out, use the promo code GAS to save 25% off your entire order. All right, where were we?
Do we have the Toyternoit intro, Shannon?
I don't have it yet. I'll have it Monday.
Damn. We Toyternoit. We have another edition of Toyternoit. Charlie Sheen has a daughter. I didn't realize this.
Wow.
Did you know that he has a daughter?
Did not know that.
Tiger Blood.
Named, what's her name? Remy?
It's Sam.
Sammy Sheen. Just turned 18 years old. Had this daughter with Denise Richards. 18 years old. Daughter has an OnlyFans. Just came out with an OnlyFans. Charlie Sheen is not happy.
Of course.
This is 18-year-old daughter. Toyternoit. I'm going to say pretty toy. Pretty toy. She looks like a trash bag.
She's currently in the custody of Denise Richards. And so that's why Charlie Sheen is blaming her. Because he said
Can we see more photos of her? Because this isn't even a great photo of her. I've seen better photos of her.
Okay, hold on one second.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty hot.
I mean, her mom's Denise Richards.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Her dad's Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
Those good-looking people.
I guess he was good-looking back in the day until he got all fucked up, right? So his genes are good.
Yeah. He's just slowly looking more and more like he does in Ferris Bueller.
Mm-hmm. Let's get more photos, Shannon. Let's not do just a one-off with a weird angle. Let's get some photos. Let's see what this girl looks like. It's a Toyternoit. Maybe pull up her Instagram, Shannon. Maybe you're the producer. You're the producer of the show.
Do something, Shannon. Blame
Shannon.
Goddamn. Oh yeah, there we go. Yeah, pretty hot. Would be annoyed if
that is literally a doggy style view.
Would
butterfly
be,
wings on the back. That's
would be
crazy.
Annoyed
bro.
If my 18-year-old daughter. But she's all fucked up, dude. Like, her dad's got publicly as AIDS. She has to sort of, like, deal with, like...
That's the way to go up, Shannon. She's dressed as her dad's AIDS there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's cute. She's cute. I mean, obviously, rebelling. Obviously, doesn't need to fucking do an OnlyFans. But that's the most annoying part. You're like, you're rich. You're like, you don't need it. You don't need the money. She's probably extremely well taken care of.
Dude, this is like, I'm tapping out, but like as a father of an 18-year-old now, this is like my worst nightmare.
This
like, just like dudes on a podcast. Just going
she
through
tooting on the podcast.
she's
I know. It is what it is. That's the
an
world,
18-year-old is a little bit too young to have. I'd be, if that was my fucking daughter.
Bro, the world is different now.
What year was this taken?
That girl needed
a week ago.
That was 2020.
That girl needed
cash. No. 90, it was edited a week ago.
Oh, it was edited a week
ago. Yeah, but that says August 2020.
Oh. That means she's 16 there.
Ew.
I don't like little
young yuck.
Children. Yeah.
Yep.
Like, nobody I talk about that now. About, like, all 18-year-old porn is done for me.
You're right. It did
change. I
can't
do it anymore.
As soon as I turned 40, it became, whatever it was, 21 became my new 18. 21's still hot. 21's still pretty hot, but, you know. I'm not going to say 18's gross. Let's not get crazy here. You know, I'm just saying, like, they look like children now.
Absolutely.
They actually do look like kids.
Absolutely. I'm 37, about to be 38. Right. Now.
It's a weird thing.
It's a child to me. I have an 18-year-old child.
Let me see a picture.
Don't do that shit.
Sorry. So, yeah, you know, I guess we're going to join her OnlyFans. Is that what we're saying? What are we doing? What are we saying here?
Because that's the crazy thing, too. Like, if you want your kids, like, if she's asking for money and you're like, come on, you're spoiled. And then she just starts raking in money through OnlyFans. She's like, fuck, you know?
Yeah. That is, I'm glad I don't have a daughter. Glad I don't have to worry about that. Glad my
son. You don't think your son will do OnlyFans?
I don't think so. I think he's pretty well adjusted. I think he's going to be a good kid ultimately. Let's see. All right. Uber driver gets into a fight with a passenger. Let's see who was at fault here.
He's still doing that shit?
Okay. Just giving you a heads up. It starts with their phone call, so I'll let you listen to most of it, then I'll skip around a little bit.
Okay. Sure.
What is it? I put in the spur. It's that confusing, right? What are you driving though?
A Tesla.
Okay. All right. So where are you right now though?
I'm at South Mountain Freeway and...
You gotta stop there at South Mountain Freeway though.
No, I'm gonna head towards 51st.
He's right here though. He's right here.
All right, so they're arguing about where his location is.
Do people not have the little location thing?
He probably ordered it and then walked around the corner and forgot.
Are you on baseline or?
It's a whole bunch of the same thing.
He's right here.
Jack in the box. There's a Jack in the Box. There's a massage.
Way far away, bro. Way far away, bro. Okay. Okay,
so you're by the Jack in the Box, so you need to get.
So pause it. So here's the thing. Every time I can't find an Uber driver, I have to stop myself from freaking out at him because I've done it a few times. I'm like, dude, come on, man. I'm right. How do you not? And he goes, okay, cool. I'll be right there. Then cancel ride. Yeah. And I'm like, ah. And I have to lose my mind. And I try to find that guy. I try to quickly memorize his license plate number and the type of car. I'm like, I will fucking find this guy one day. And if I ever do, So you got to kiss their ass until you're in the car. So this guy's already giving him an attitude.
Huh.
Good.
Towards 51st. Do you know where 51st is?
Yeah.
But he like in a, it looked like a department store parking lot.
Like you're going towards 51st?
Those are always tough.
I think you'll pass 57. I think you pass 59, 57, and then spurs on the right hand side right before 56.
That's a big shot.
Who is he talking to, though? He's talking to
the girl. The guy's friend.
And on the side of his spur lounge.
Yeah, because he's frustrated. So she's like, let me talk to him, relax.
Which is crazy that, you know, she still has to go home with that guy. It's embarrassing.
Do people not have their location services turned on so that they can't see the dot?
It's an approximation. So, I mean, what happens is, you know, at any given time, there's thousands of cars at the same. Some of them are going to be a little bit off.
All right, fast forward a little bit.
Man, I get the gist.
Where we get there. He's arguing he's a dick.
This is the funny thing, too, with all these camera shits. Nothing happens. You just film yourself looking like a pussy. You go viral, and everyone's just like, yeah, you were right.
Okay, it's coming up now.
Okay. He got a Tesla, too. I'm fighting the Tesla. Love the Tesla. It's a nice car.
Yeah, so it has you way down there next to the freeway, man.
No, I saw it.
It's right here.
You just don't know how to get there. That's all it is, man.
It's literally right
it's
here.
That simple. It shows me here, and you got lost.
Yeah, I'd fight the fuck out of him, too.
I didn't.
Which guy?
The guy in the backseat.
Backseat, fuck him.
All right.
No, I can't.
What did you say?
Why? Not doing it now, because you're being a
Come on, I'm not being a bro.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not, though.
Yes, you are.
No,
you're
not.
Yes,
good call for him.
You really want to drive me home, bro?
No, I won't.
Wow, dude. All right.
Yep.
What do you call? What the? Oh, shit.
Weak ass Jay. Captain America shit.
Okay. I got you on dash cam, dude.
That guy.
I got you on dash cam, dude.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Then you find out this, like, wow. CEO of Cage Jewelers.
It usually is, too, right?
Uber driver.
Yeah, because somebody with a lot of, like, wow. Don't you know who I am privilege.
Yeah.
He's continues to, like, beat up on the car a bit.
Oh, he kicks the car too?
Damn, that's a Tesla. I don't know. You know, I know I have insurance. If somebody started kicking my car, I would not be able to not fight them. If you want to fight me, kick my car.
Yeah.
That's a quick way to get me to get out of my car to fucking fight you. I don't like it. Just it seems like a like fuck you. Like you're gonna kick. You're gonna damage my property.
Oh, no, that's him.
He looks like me. Jesus. That's how I see myself, folks. Really? Just so you guys know, this is the way that I see myself.
No, it was like you and Jay got in the Brundle Fly.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's a so face mask.
I mean, I will say that the driver did get very...
Arizona, Maricopa County.
The driver was very quick to say, well, I'm not going to drive you home. The guy didn't even say anything that bad.
Yeah.
And the, go back, rewind.
But here's the thing.
What was the straw that broke the driver's back? Because I almost feel like I'm not trying to side with the passenger here. I'm just saying that that driver went very quickly from like, I'm spending 10 minutes looking for you.
I'm going to tell you what it is.
And
go ahead.
The customer's always right.
No, no, no. Now that I know where that is, Arizona, Ubers take 45, 50 minutes just to come out there.
It take a while.
So he's been waiting.
He's been waiting.
For a while.
And he's frustrated. And yeah. The guy doesn't see him. And now the guy, also, when you're a customer, look, here's where I'm going to side with the customer. Obviously, you can't start hitting Uber drivers. Okay? Obviously, you can't start hitting Uber drivers. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is when you're frustrated, even if the customer is wrong in that moment, just let him have it. Just let him have the moment of being right. He's the customer. That's the idea. You can't just argue with your fucking customer. They're the paying customer. The customer's always right is for a reason. There's a reason that saying exists. I didn't make it up, you know? It's good customer service. What he should have done there was like, hey, dude, I'm really sorry. I totally got confused.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He took a 5-star, a tip. You know, it's like, you don't need to fucking go, no, I had it right.
Yeah.
Rewind for a second. Look at the moment because... Once again, the customer's obviously a fucking irate dickhead, right?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And he had to put his friend on the phone because he was being shitty to him on the phone beforehand. But I feel like that driver is abusing his power because he knows he's going to leave this guy now. And this guy's just like, fuck you, dude.
But he's going to make him wait for another car.
He's losing also because now he got to drive all the way back to wherever the fuck he's supposed to come
from.
Yeah,
but he's like playing a power move here with the
passenger. But he's losing. They're both losing.
He got hit for it.
It shows me here, and you got lost. That's all.
I didn't get lost at all.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't.
It's fine.
Okay.
Get out. But guess what? You can probably help.
Pause it.
No, I can't.
Pause it. He goes, you got lost. He goes, like, no, I didn't. He goes, it's fine. Whatever. And he goes, get out. That's, listen to me. Guys.
This is Lewis. Lewis is so triggered. You're triggered by this shit.
It's a fake smile. He's smiling. That's a fake smile. That's
a conniving. You had someone tell you get out after you tried to settle the shit, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, stop being a pussy.
Well, I'm just saying the guy was a little bit condescending. He was like, no, it's fine, dude. You got lost. It's all good. It's inconsequential who's right or wrong there.
Yeah.
It doesn't even matter. The guy's just sort of frustrated. The guy's not being irate in that moment. The guy's just saying, ah, dude, you got lost. Say what you want to say. Yeah. I know you got lost. And he's like, no, I didn't get lost. I have the power, motherfucker. So get the fuck out of my car and find another.
Yeah.
He's abusing his power there a little bit.
Yeah.
If that was me,
okay.
I may have started striking him in the face repeatedly. You don't empathize with this. Am I crazy here?
I do.
He had a little Tesla energy.
Once I realized where it was, and I understand that wait time, because we've dealt with that wait time.
What did the guy get charged with, Shannon?
I want to watch the entire interaction one more time, please. This, because at first I was like, oh fuck, this guy's an animal. He needs to be put in prison. But now I'm looking at it, and rules of the the rules of the world should
and this is also because you saw his mugshot and identified with him.
I did identify with him. Looked like a Legion of Skanks fan. Let's see.
Yeah, so how's your way down there next to the freeway, man?
No, I saw it.
It's right here.
You just don't know how to get there, that's all it is, man.
It's literally right
it's
here.
That simple. It shows me here and you got lost, that's all it is.
I didn't get lost at all.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't.
It's fine.
Okay. Get out.
But guess what? You can drive your home though, right?
No, I can't.
Why?
Not doing it now because you're being a
Come on, not being a bro.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
So he now only said, get out. Very quickly was like, get it, cool, get out. I don't give a fuck. Fuck you, dude. I'll get another ride, right?
Yeah.
And then he called him a name. He said, you're being a dick. And he's like, I'm not being a dick.
Nah, you're just fishing.
he did.
I know. He cursed at him. But him calling him a dick is not a reason to start punching the Uber driver. But I get what you're doing. I get it. You're like, you're finding more reasons to justify this. That's why you went to watch it all
racist,
over again.
Racist live chat. Tons more cowbells says, Lewis, you're wrong. Marquez says, they both suck. Brian says the passenger was cool at first. Yeah, that's true. ZK says Lewis is wrong. The fight between two cunts. The driver is a dildo. Yeah, they're both dildos.
Absolutely.
I agree. They're both fucking dildos. Yeah. However, I'm just saying
Tesla.
The fucking guy, and you did put it the right way, Zach. He has Tesla energy.
Mm.
And he a smarmy little cunt.
Mm. But you're driving Uber.
Get out.
Yeah.
That fucking moment of get out, I mean.
Yeah. And shout out to a white guy who clearly has something to lose wilding the fuck out. You know what I mean? Like, I do respect that when people wild out. You know what I mean?
What was the charge, Shannon?
I can't. It just says they're investigating the incident. He turned himself in. Oh, just assault. They booked him, charged him of assault, but I don't know if he was convicted of anything.
I mean, also, look, they were glancing little blows. I didn't really hurt him.
Yeah.
There were two dweeby white guys in glasses that...
Dweeby. Good word.
They
two
weren't,
twerps.
Yeah, two twerps.
Two twerps and a Tesla.
Yeah, they weren't... Yeah, nothing... It wasn't a real assault. There wasn't a real... The guy went, well, Cole, get out now. Like, that was the end of it. Like, if you're assaulted, like, you're going to fucking...
With no bloodshed.
Yeah, we've seen how this goes when it's an Arab driver and two black teenage girls. The car's upside down. Yeah.
That interaction we saw was two moose.
Yeah, no, I just, look, here's the thing. If I have to say who I side with the passenger. If I have to pick a side, a line is drawn in the sand. Kids, a line is drawn in the sand right now. You got to choose team driver, team passenger. You got to stand on one side of that line. Wow. Which side do you go for?
I still gotta go. I still gotta go. Team driver. Because I identify because I drove for Uber before. I drove for Uber as a while, and I dealt with shitty people like that. That are like, dude, all right, just shut the fuck up. Get in the car. Let's go. Like,
I can't even see in this car. I'm not getting in.
I go team driver because I respect small businesses.
You respect small businesses.
I respect the small business.
I do respect small business, but. You know, I also do believe in great customer service, and the customers over there. That was terrible customer service. Mm. Terrible service.
No, they were mints back there.
Line drawn in the sand, Derek. Passenger or driver? Because he was all driver at first, but then I did this little pitch. I gave a little Braveheart speech, then all of a sudden, Derek's on the fence.
Yeah.
Driver.
No!
It's a nice Tesla, man. I don't need no riffraff going on in my back seat. I don't give a fuck.
Byron, how long you Shannon, waited? Who do we agree here with here? Which we're drawing a line in the sand, Shannon and Natalie.
Let's see
what
if
do
the
we say?
Ladies have anything different?
I feel like it's 3 a.m. when this is happening. I feel like maybe the driver is just over it. He is kind of working for himself.
No, he works for Uber, and you know, by extension, works for me.
He does not work for Uber.
He does not work for Uber.
I have the Uber app.
Uber will disassociate from him in a heartbeat.
I have the Uber app. Once you download that Uber app, every Uber driver becomes your employee immediately. And that's the way that I treat them. I treat them as low-level employees. So you need to understand the way it works.
Uber will do nothing for that guy.
Oh, shit.
Uber's a matchmaker.
Oh, I'm reading Uber driver's account. He said, I was pretty calm during the whole thing. I didn't shout obscenities or anything even remotely before he started throwing punches or anything like that. It just escalated, which he's lying because he did call him a dick.
He did call him an obscenity.
He said, I stayed pretty calm throughout the entire ordeal. Nothing like getting sucker punched and a dude missing you on nearly every punch from a foot away. I don't have any bruising. He's kind of an asshole.
Shade. That was shade.
He's still punchy about it.
That was a little shade toss. I liked it. That's a little garnish.
And he said,
Yeah. I hope he hits him with the other classy thing. I'm not even going to press charges because he won't learn anything.
And he said, I wanted to get out and go head to head with this guy, but in the back of my mind, I've seen and read stories where Uber has actually fired guys for retaliating.
Mm.
I also thought this is a complete stranger.
Oh yeah, that's weird because he doesn't work for Uber, right? How does he get fired then?
They just turn off your app.
He's on fire.
Go ahead.
I also thought this is a complete stranger. He could have a gun or a knife, and my life may have been over this morning. I agree, though. Still don't know how I was able to remain calm during the entire ordeal. In a statement, Uber wrote, it's disturbing to watch the attack against the driver. Violence of any kind is not tolerated on the platform, and the rider has been deactivated. We stand ready to assist law enforcement and their investigation.
Reactivate my account if they deactivated me. Right? What, do you need a new credit card, new email address?
Yeah, Revel took my Revel.
Oh, you have to change your number.
Yeah, but don't worry. Lyft is always there for you.
And it would be worth it to change my number. To not have Uber or Lyft, it would be a to-do. I'd change my whole number. That's all he's gonna do. He's gotta change his number, change his email, use a different credit card.
What to get on? Nah, because he's on Uber. Nah, because the phone got everything. The apps share so much information; they know it's you.
No, I don't think so. I think if you change your number, that they can.
Then how come the apps still work with a new number? If kids take phones that ain't even on and they still be on the apps doing everything. Like, kid, you ever have your kid take the phone that's off, but they get on WhatsApp or whatever, get a whole phone number, and they can rock with a phone that has nothing.
I'm thinking about getting my son a phone now, like just one that you can only text and call on. His mom's giving me pushback on it. But I was like, I'm taking him to a concert. What if he gets lost? Like, we're going on vacation. Shouldn't he have, like, a phone in case something happens?
Tie a balloon around his waist like we used to do back in the day. You don't need a phone.
Just need a beacon.
Yeah, what happened to those?
The beacon.
Yeah, what about those leashes that white people used to put on their children?
I see that at the airport a lot with the little monkey straps. Make it look fun for
they
a kid.
They changed the name of those because it was dangerous.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The ZXL-4-2-3
strap. Yeah, the ZXL Z4. Fuck, I will never fix my mouth and say that instead of monkeypox.
It's monkeypox. All right.
Monkeypox. Yeah, how fast that was.
But they gave us that other name to make us accept monkeypox. They were like, how do you make them take monkeypox? Take it away and give it something worse.
So all right, look, we're gonna wrap this one. This has been a lot of fun. Thank you guys for watching. We'll be back on Friday with another great episode. We had Florentine and
Malafarina
on the show. Until then, good night.
All right. That's all, folks.